When you're looking at social media, a lot of pictures of dogs that you're seeing are giving that cute little head tilt. But do we actually understand why they do this? Well, on this week's episode, that's what we're going to talk about. Why do dogs tilt their head? Let's get into it next. All right, let's get this week's episode going. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Learn, Laugh, Bark podcast. I am your host, Jake, from OnDogTrainingAcademy.com. We're an online dog training company. We have a course out there that if you're getting a new dog, this one's a really good one for you. It's called Welcome Home. It's got a ton of information to get you on the right track. We also do one-on-ones as well. So if you want to do a virtual one-on-one lesson with us and talk to us, pick our brains, we're here for you guys on dogtrainingacademy.com. All right, so this week, again, so we've been breaking it down into categories every month. This week, we are going to be talking about why do dogs tilt their heads? And this is a question that I honestly, when I was first thinking about it, I'm like, you know what? I don't think people really ask the question, why do dogs tilt their head? But then when I actually started like reading into it, I'm like, oh, there's actually some more here, I think, than people think. And I just wanted to talk about it. I wanted to just have a fun episode where we just talk about something that isn't maybe something that is super important, but I think it's good to understand why dogs do certain things that they do. And so we're going to talk about why do dogs tilt their head? It's something, I mean, I don't know a person who owns a dog that doesn't have at least one picture of them where they made a funny noise to get their attention and the dog goes, huh? And just kind of tilts their head and looks super cute and you snap that picture. I have thousands of those pictures. I love those pictures. They're super adorable. They're just fun, right? But we want to start to understand why they're doing it. Now, for the first reason, I'm just going to lead off with this one because I think this one is not as fun to talk about. But if your dog is having some sort of medical issue, internal, like an ear issue, neurological issue, those can be reasons why your dog is constantly turning their head or seeming like they're uncomfortable when they turn their head. So if you notice things like that, like it's an unprovoked head turn, that's when you want to go to the vet and get things checked out. But those aren't really what we're talking about. What we're talking about today is like, what, when we're making noises, when we're talking to our dogs and our dog starts to turn their head, like what's going on with that? Why do they do that? Well, it has a little bit to do with hearing. So with people, the way our ears are designed, we're able to pick up very well sound from the front, from the back, and from the side, and I suppose from above us and below us. Our ears are very good directionally, like able to pick up a lot of things around us. But dogs don't have that ability quite as well. So dogs have ear flaps that partially or completely cover the ear canal, right? And it kind of barricades or blocks some of the sound. Like put your hands over your ears and then and keep talking. Your tone's going to change. Or listen to something. It's muffled, right? Well, it's the same with dogs. And even if your dog is, let's say it's a Malinois, like our dog Luda, he's a Malinois, pointy ears, there's still going to be sounds from behind that are going to get muffled by the back of the dog's ear. And even a little bit from the side, possibly. So obviously, sometimes when dogs are tilting their head, they're actually tilting their head to get a better angle on the sound to hear exactly what is going on and where it's possibly coming from. So that head tilt is just getting that angle for the ear to pick up on the sound better, right? You know, because you get like we had a Basset Hound for years. We had a Basset Hound and he would do a lot of head tilt stuff, but it's the same thing. Like he's got, our Malinois has pointy ears. Ears pretty decent. Doesn't have to do as much head tilts. Still does a little bit. But also, our Basset had to do a lot more of it and look around and kind of angle ear better because of the long ears muffling sound. The other thing then is why are they doing this when there's a sound coming directly from in front of them? So this is super common where a dog will just look at you and you're saying something to them. You want a treat? You want to go for a walk? whatever, and the dog's looking at you and tilting their head. Part of it is they're trying to really fully hear what you're saying, but they're super engaged with you. And there's actually been some tests done with dogs where when they hear something they know, it's almost like a thinking thing. So think about your own body movements, right? So think about when you're reading something and you're reading an article, blah, 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 and all of a sudden something in that article just hits you, kind of makes you go, oh, that's weird. What kind of facial expression do you make? You might kind of cringe your face up. You might kind of crink your lips up a little bit, like, huh. And then you kind of tilt your head, like, never thought of that. I think when dogs are deep in thought or trying to process, that is another time where they start to turn their heads. Now, obviously, as well, if there's a loud noise, because remember, dogs can pick up on frequencies that we are just not in tune as well. So I think when they hear a loud, like a noise that's super high pitch, and they start to turn their head, I think they're trying to understand what the noise is. But I think, you know, it's definitely something that is happening. Like, the dog is really processing what's going on. The other thing is after a while, I think it goes from being something where the dog has to do it to something where the dog wants to do it. Dogs are super, super good at adapting to us. So when you react by laughing, by giving them treats, by being happy, those are things that's going to make your dog go, I want to do more of what I'm doing here because you like it, you know? And most dogs, like most people, want things to be happy, or it's just a positive thing for them, so they continue to do it. And so that's what I think dogs do. Like, over time, you start to say certain things and their response is head tilt, and then you laugh, you think it's cute, you treat them, you do whatever, you pet them, and it becomes a learned behavior. And so I think that's part of possibly what is causing long-term head turns. Obviously, the hearing stuff as well. But again, this episode wasn't anything to make you go, oh my God, this is just the most amazing information ever. It just gets you to kind of, it's a fun fact, right? If you ever watched Big Bang Theory or Young Sheldon, it's kind of Sheldon. Fun fact. And this is just something you can, when you see a dog doing, you can be like, hey, did you know that they're actually doing this to hear better? And it's just a conversation starter. So take this for whatever you want. I hope it's good information. But yeah, I've always wondered kind of, you know, what really causes them to tilt their head and then I started thinking about it, realizing, oh my God, I actually tilt my head as well. And, you know, the hearing, facial, all these different things are kind of connected. And so it's just common sense that it would just lead into that type of stuff. So again, this episode was just to be straight entertainment, just to kind of make you go, oh yeah, that's cool. You know, maybe you already knew this. That's fine. But I just wanted to have a fun episode, just because the last two episodes, one was about chin rest and the other one was about muzzle training. So let's just have fun with this one. And the next one we're going to do is actually going to be a really cool one. It's a current event that I think is a lesson for people. So make sure you listen to the next episode that we're going to have, because I think it's going to be it's an interesting one. At the very least, it's an interesting one that puts the thought of why you should train your dog to a high level in even more light. But guys, that is it for this week. I really hope this was helpful, at least entertaining for you guys. If you found it useful, make sure you subscribe to our channel. Make sure you review our podcast. All of it's greatly appreciated. Share this with your friends, family, people you like, people you don't like, because you know what? No one deserves to have a dog that doesn't behave and isn't what they want it to be. So, guys, thank you so much for listening this week. And as always, we'll see you next time. Good dog.